Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoy today's show on CICK, Smithers Community Radio 93.9. This station broadcasts from unceded Kasia territory of the Ginnamon Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Well, hello again, and welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist here at CICK Radio. I'm your host, Kenneth Vanderhorst, and this week, my guest is Jashant Kalra. A recent immigrant to Canada, Jashant brings an entrepreneurial spirit that is simply inspiring. He arrived just over 2 years ago in September 2022 and immediately went into business, buying Gentleman's Grooming Company here in Smithers. Just months into it, he has designs to expand and is about to add franchises in other parts of the country. This guy simply does not sit still, and like so many of the songs on his playlist today, I think that we can expect him to continue going places at worldwide and viral proportions. Married and recently sponsoring family members joining him from his home country, Jashant became a father to a baby boy just last month. I'm excited to have you with us here. Jashant, welcome.
Hello.
It's great to have you here on the show. Tell us first, what role does music play in your life?
Music is... It's a vibe for me. Whenever I was driving, playing something, going to work, even doing work, every time I play music, depend on what's my mood at that time, I listen that music, like kind of English, sometimes Arabic or Punjabi, Hindi, mix everything.
So you have a wide variety of musical tastes. It depends a little bit on your mood. And you're happy to listen to music from all parts of the world.
All part of the world. If that lyrics understand me or something like this.
Yeah.
I got that, yeah.
Well, music is an international and worldwide language. So we're going to be sending you to an isolated cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. And we're going to give you a device on which you can listen to your playlist. It's a simple device, so it only takes 7 songs. What's the first song that you're going to have on your playlist?
I will definitely hear Geta Only.
Okay. And why that song?
Same like vibe. And the music is too good. Some 2 youngster guy, they just recently shoot a video of this song, and they got almost like 300 to 400 million views in this video.
Awesome. Let's enjoy this one. Gata Only.
Perfect.
Parte. Oye, yo dándote, dándote, tocándote. El que la rompe soy yo. Me la robó de menor. Ya tú sabes quién es. Ya tú sabes quién es.
Gata Only by Floyd Menor and Chris MJ. It was written by the former in between live performances in his home country of Chile. And then another verse was written by the latter artist for their duet version. But a day after the collaboration was released, Chris MJ announced that he had plans to delete it and replace it with the solo version because he had heard some negative comments about it. But plans were pulled after fans convinced them otherwise. And days after, the song went viral in both singers' home country. Jashant, that was your first song for your playlist. Tell us about when you first got to the Valley here.
I moved here 29th of September, 2022.
Okay, just over 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Where did you move from?
I moved from India, direct from India to here.
Why here? Why Smithers?
So, it's a long journey. Like, yeah. Even we don't know, like, we are coming to Smithers. We applied, like, my wife, she applied for study visa in Prince Rupert. And we got approval also, but we got delay on visa of Canada because of COVID.
Oh, I see. Okay, you had plans to come quite some time ago already.
And then our lawyer, he moved our college from Prince Rupert to Smithers. And I think 1 month ago, we get to know, like, we are going to Smithers. And we moved here, even we don't know, like, where is Smithers in the map.
Right.
Map of Canada. Like, most of the family lives here in Canada. Some live in Ontario, Kitchener. Some live in Alberta. And then we moved here. Our plan is like to move in 6 months or in a year. But I loved a community here, a valley here, mountain. And we are like, I don't want to move here from here.
So your plan wasn't to come here. But now that you're here, this is becoming home very quickly.
Yeah.
And the mountains, that was a big part of it.
Yeah.
Life back in your home country of India, which part were you from?
I'm from Ludhiana, Punjab.
In the Punjab, yeah.
Punjab, yeah.
What's it like there compared to here?
It's a big city, kind of 2 million, 2.5 million people live there.
2 million?
Yeah.
Yes, for us, that is a huge city for Canada. Okay, and Smithers, we're at about 6,000. So what?
6,000, yeah.
What a change. In
Big change.
What did you find you had to get used to that was so different?
Big thing is like traffic. Here is no traffic.
Of course.
Totally peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is like so closed. Just by walking, go and grab.
And how did you get into the hair grooming business?
So when I was 15 years old, I was into fashion business.
Oh.
I designed suits, tuxedos, all wedding dress and shoes, everything. So every year I was going to add on some things, like next year I add on some shoes, things, and then accessories, perfume. So just example, today's your engagement. I design your suit. I will give you suit, I will give you shoes, everything. And then in 2019, I started haircut.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. You were cutting hair long before you got to Canada.
Yeah, 5-6 years ago now. So that's my plan in India, like what I was doing before. I will give you haircut also. So one-stop place for a wedding.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Yeah. As everybody know, like, weddings are very famous in India, and it's kind of 1,000 to 1,500 people in one wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, normal one wedding.
So having a service to a wedding that provides all kinds of help and options is a huge benefit for somebody trying to put together such a large event.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about life here and transitions, but let's now have your second song. Which is the second song for your playlist?
All Eyes on Me, Tupac.
Okay, and why that song?
I want to do very good things in my life, and I want to say to my everyone, like my friends who know me, keep eyes on me. What I'm going to do.
All right. You don't mind the attention?
No.
And you've got big plans to make some things happen in our world.
Yeah.
All right. All's Eyes on Me by Tupac.
Big sight. New tank. Hook up. Big search. Yeah. this shit go, you know.
All eyes on me.
Motherfucker, roll up in the club and right. Shit.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player-hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, are you still down, nigga? Holler when you see me. And let these devils be sorry for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm high, fuck with me and get cross later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. A 500 Benz for my flashy brains. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope thing. It seems my main thing was to be major paid. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches. Bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous and motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but we won't get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like every time they pass. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player. Cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Ain't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day, time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race, how long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple beam, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curb. The nervousness, neglect made me pack a tech. Devoted to serving this, my wet and paid checks. Like a kite satellite, nigga, I'm forever ballin'. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker duckin', get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, and keep on coastin'. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Plus it's gin all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Busta Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Live the life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life as a boss player, all eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life as a boss player, all eyes on me.
The fans is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive, will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility, giving me charges. Lawyers making a grip, I told the judge I was raised wrong. And that's why I blaze shit, was hyper as a kid. Old as a teenager, on my mobile calling big shots. On a team major, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitches I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw, catching cases at a fast rate. Ballin' in the fast lane, hustle till the morning. Never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live my life as a boss player, cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit, I put the top down. Now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the stress. This criminal lifestyle, equipped with the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real. Kick it, all eyes on me.
Live the life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life as a boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Live the life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life as a boss player.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Pay attention, my niggas. See how that shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker. And be like, ping.
Collins. Live the life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die. Live the life as a bitches, cause even getting hot.
Every motherfucking mama. I got busters, hoes, and police watching, nigga, you know?
Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die. Live my life as a boss player.
All eyes on me. It's like what they think, I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket or something.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. They really on that dope.
Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me in the scope. I know y'all know this is thug life, baby. got me under surveillance. Huh?
All eyes on me.
But I'm known.
All Eyes on Me by Tupac, considered to be one of the greatest and most influential rappers of all time. Academics regard him as perhaps one of the most influential artists of the 20th century in general. He was also a very prominent activist for Black America. Sadly, he was murdered in Las Vegas when he was only 25. Jashaunt, that was the second song for your playlist. Tell us about family, because you have family here in Canada and that got here before you. Where are they and how did they get to Canada?
So my parents live in Ludhiana. Like mm-hmm. we live with our parents in India. Mm-hmm. It's a culture, we can say. Mostly 90-95% people live with their families all together.
Oh, wow. Extended families
people,
together.
15 people, big house, living together, big help, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my sister, she moved in Kitchener 15 years ago.
Okay, that long ago.
Yeah.
So she got here well before you did.
Yes. And my mostly cousins, they moved here. My aunt, she moved in Calgary. And I was the only guy who left in India.
Oh, I see.
I also want to come to Canada. I was like, there is a big opportunity to do something like in a fashion designing also.
Okay.
Nobody doing that thing what I was doing in India. Mm-hmm. Fashion designing, giving you suit and haircut all together. So why not start in Canada?
The opportunity was better here.
Yes.
And that's the reason for a lot of immigration out of India is people are looking for different opportunities.
Different opportunities, yes.
Yeah. Do you miss your homeland?
Not too much.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. People are so nice here, so I forget everything about India.
Okay.
Just I miss Indian food, street food.
Okay. When you came to Canada, that must have been a big shock as well. The food is so different here.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally different.
How do you navigate that?
So first day when I came here, I was like, I definitely want to try Tim's first. I heard a lot about Tim's.
Okay. And what was your first impression?
It's really good.
Oh, really?
I'm not a
okay.
coffee man before.
I see.
But when I tried Tim's coffee, I was like, it's nice.
Okay.
And then every day I want to go to work and then buy a coffee for me. And then now two or three coffees for me is like, it's a day for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've definitely enculturated yourself into Canadian
yes.
culture if you're having your three or four cups of coffee a day.
Yeah.
Now, you and your wife, you recently had a baby born to you.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations. Tell
Thank
us about
so
that
much.
Experience.
So, his name is Austin.
Austin.
Austin Kalra. It's a totally different experience.
Yeah.
I never go through from this, but it's a good experience. More family time, like whenever I go home. Before, I always go home like 7 or 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. In the night, and now I always like hurry up, go, I want to go home, want to grab my baby,
yeah,
want to play with him.
And tell me about how sleep is going.
He's sleeping good in the night.
Okay.
Yeah. And like my parents are here, they're also helping us. Before, my mother-in-law, she also helping us here,
yeah,
with the baby. So for me, I'm sleeping very good.
I think you had mentioned to me once upon a time that in your culture, the baby stays at home for the first while.
First 40 days.
First 40 days.
Baby and mom.
Baby and mom, they both stay at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're out of that 40 days now?
Yes.
Okay. Where did the three of you go first when those 40 days were complete?
We went to for dinner first with our friends.
That must have felt like such a celebration.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to hear about how you've settled into Canada, into family life as well, that's going well. Tell us now about your third song.
So third song, I wanna hear Migana.
Okay, and why that song?
5-6 years ago, I love to go parties, and I always play this song on the whenever I go to party, because this song is mostly like party. Even that's not an Indian song or Canadian song, that's an Arabic song. The music is so good. Yeah.
So this party song, Migana by Gims, Super Sacco, and Heiko, just shot your third song on your playlist.
Perfect.
Oh.
On met la tête dans le sable quand j'essaie de m'élever. J'entends le daron me dire, ouais, t'as ça dans les veines, mon petit. Je le vois quand tu montes sur la scène. Et pendant tout ce temps-là, mes lunettes cachent mes cernes. À vrai dire, j'observe depuis toujours. J'apprends quand tu tousses. J'entends, mais je fais le sourd.
You hear me? Mr. Super Socko. Suits and coupes in Morocco. While we keep a gangster, I move like a vato. I am the king, you're the queen of my castle. Give you everything if I got to. Yeah, I know you love me like French toast. Pacific Coast moving in the drop coast. You put your makeup on, I gotta drive slow. Then I was born, now we tour in Barcelona. Fly to Vegas, got a meeting with the owner. We can get the penthouse if you want to. I know the bullshit we've been through, make us stronger. If I get down on one knee, would you come back to me? Baby, we should talk about starting a family. Actually, we could talk about the ring size. MGM, Manny G, fight, sitting
ringside. Si seulement tu savais, des larmes j'en ai versé. Je suis un étranger, faut deux fois plus prouver. Maman ne m'a pas couvé, j'aurais pu me sauver. Sans ça s'éprouver, l'impression d'étouffer. Je viens d'ailleurs, j'apprends sur terrain. Je ne cesse de commettre les mêmes erreurs. Pourquoi ma musique transperce tes cœurs? Parce que la vie ne nous a pas fait de fleurs. Certains m'ont prédit un avenir cagoulé. Car je t'ai pas doué, malgré le taf, ils veulent pas avouer. Et tu nous parles de toutes tes valeurs, tes peines, tes malheurs. Rien sur moi, donc on crée des rumeurs. J'ai tendu la main, toujours pas d'ascenseur. Je n'attendais rien, j'ai déjà l'essentiel.
By Gims, Super Sacco, and Heiko, Arabic song written by Art Aramyan. Later, English lyrics were added by Super Sacco. It became such a huge hit, not only in Armenia and with the Armenian diaspora and in Turkey, but throughout Arab countries and worldwide. The video attracted 50 million views by June 2017. Well, before we chat more with Jashant, we'll do a shout out to one of our sponsors, and this time we shout out to a gold sponsor, Smithers Brew Company. They're at 3rd Avenue, 3852 3rd, and they do such a great job, not only making great beer, but providing a great space where people can just come together, relax, meet new people, stay for a little while, stay for a longer while. We really appreciate you folks at Smithers Brew also because of what you do for us here at CICK Radio, allowing us to put on our programming. So many, many thanks. Jashant, that was your third song. Let's talk a little bit more about family life because you have extended family around Canada. So how do you make that work with them being at such a great distance?
Like how I bring my parents here?
Well, sure, yeah. How did your parents come to be here?
So they already come here like 2 years ago to Brampton. They stay for 6 months with my sister and they really like in Canada.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we make a plan to move to Canada.
Now, they were first in Brampton, but now they're here.
Now they are here permanently.
Brampton and Smithers are very different.
Totally.
So what do they think of coming over to Smithers?
So in starting, they definitely don't like here because they miss their community and they don't know much English.
They're
learning now.
Yeah.
They want to talk with guys. They want to talk with community here. They want to be a part of them. So now they're learning English. They're trying. And now they definitely like this town because of two bees here.
Two?
Too quiet.
It's too quiet.
Too quiet, yeah.
They've come to appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Your business, Gentleman's Grooming Company, you got into that and how has that gone?
It's going very good.
What do you love about it?
The main thing, every time I met new people in that business, everybody needs a haircut.
Sure.
Especially in summertime. A lot of tourists come here. Some come from Kelowna, some come from states even. Some come from Vancouver or Ontario, every different province. It's nice to communicate with them, talk with them, what they are doing, how's the weather there.
So it's far more than just the locals that you're serving.
Yeah.
And you, right away, as you got into gentleman's grooming, you immediately had designs on wanting to have other businesses in other places as well. Mm-hmm. That entrepreneurial spirit, where does that come from?
The more I do work, the more I get to know information about things. Oh, this city needs barber, this city needs this business. As I told you, like a lot of tourists come here in Smithers. They come for haircut, and then we do chat about business. Like, I was in business from last 15, 16 years.
Okay, so this isn't new to you per se, if it's a new country.
Yeah. Like in Canada, gentlemen's is my first business. I did a lot of business in India. I love to do business every time. If you talk with my wife, she will tell you like how crazy I am with business. She was talking about me, what you want to eat or how's baby today. I was like, did you know I met this guy at my business and we talk about these things. I'm going these thing. And he's like, you are into your own.
So it's hard to shut that off.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
Okay. What's some of the bigger challenges that you find you face here in Canada and maybe in this valley too, as you try to be an entrepreneur in this country?
To be frank, I didn't get any issue or any hard time.
No.
Because Okay. Community is really nice here. People are so helping. If I need anything, if I got stuck in some way, so I talk to my clients or my friends, they give me a very good idea.
So it's gone really well for you.
Yeah, it's really good for me.
In a time in our world when there's so much suspicion and people are often so politicized, it's just great to hear of an immigrant experience coming to Canada and not only being able to settle in as you have, but to be able to venture into businesses as you've done. This is such an encouraging thing, and it's great to hear that that's happened as well as it has here in our Bulkley Valley. Let's get to your fourth selection. Which song is that?
I want to hear Sifar Safar, Karan Aujla.
Tell us about why that song.
So he said in this song, you want to hear about my struggle life, you want to hear about my success, what you want to hear? Where should I going to start from?
So this
very good lyrics.
Excellent. Sifar Safar.
Rude mata, sira jatt, likhe tatt, hale jana end tak hai, ita hale warm up hai, ude tenu kithe chal de ya chakkar dasani das, kide kide naal le li takkar dasani das, kine nod chap te main sifar dasaya pehla, kandeya te kita hoya safar dasani das, kime maari time katti kasar dasani tenu, chole nu chabba khama masar dasani tenu, kine main kamama likh akhar dasani tenu, sifar dasaya pehla safar dasani kude, akh nur kane kada asar dasani das, zindagi kane jawa hasher dasani das, kine diya bottom te upper dasani tenu, sifar dasaya pehla safar dasani kude, pair main kamaye naale pair main kamaye kude, pind ch main lahe jede sher main kamaye hune, chak du garibi thoda thair main kamaye jithe khad gaye kane utthe pair ni halaye ni main, kinne kiya pole kinne chatar dasani das, kinni k grip kinni pakad dasani tenu, kinne keeda te kal katre dasani pehla sifar dasaya tenu safar dasani das, kime maade time katti kasar dasani tenu, chole nu chabba khama masar dasani tenu, kinne main kamaama lik akhar dasani tenu, sifar dasaya pehla safar dasani kude, ਸਾਡੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕੁੜੇ, ਇੰਨੀ ਕੁ ਸੀ ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਕਦਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਦੱਸ, ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਲੰਘੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਮਦਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ, ਘਰ ਦੀ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਆ ਕੋਈ ਅਦਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ, ਸਫ਼ਰ ਦਸਾਇਆ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਕੁੜੇ, ਗਾਉਣ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਲਿਖੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕੁੜੇ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਿਖਾਇਆ ਆ ਮੈਂ ਸਿੱਖੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕੁੜੇ, ਛੋਟੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਰੇ ਹੁਣ ਜਿੱਤੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕੁੜੇ, ਵੱਡੇ ਆਉਜ ਲਈ ਜਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਨਿੱਕੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕੁੜੇ, ਇੰਨਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਮਾਲਕ ਨੇ ਸਬਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਦੱਸ, ਕਿਵੇਂ ਲੱਗੇ ਬਿੱਲ ਬੋਰਡ ਕਵਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਦੱਸ, ਕਿਨੇ ਨੋਟ ਸਾਂਭੀ ਫਿਰੇ ਰਬੜ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ, ਸਿਫਰ ਦਸਾਇਆ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਕੁੜੇ, ਕਿਵੇਂ ਮਾੜੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਕੱਟੀ ਕਸਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ,
ਛੋਲਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਚੱਬਾ ਖਾਵਾਂ ਮਸਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਨੇ ਮੈਂ ਕਮਾਵਾਂ ਲਿਖ ਆਖਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਿਵਰ ਦਸਾਇਆ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਫ਼ਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਕੁੜੇ ਕੁਛ ਕਰੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਨੀ ਸਟੀਵਾ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪੀਸ ਵਨ ਵਨ ਕਾਪੀਆਂ ਨੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਰੀਸ ਪੈਰੀ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਨੀ ਟੁੱਟੀ ਯਾਰੀ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਚੀਜ਼ ਜਿੱਤ ਕੇ ਆਈ ਤੂੰ ਪੁੱਤ ਬੇਬੇ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸੀਨੇ ਸਬਰ ਦਸਾਇਆ ਲੱਗੀ ਖਬਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਆਸ਼ਕੀ ਆ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਲਬਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਕਾ ਤੂੰ ਰੱਖਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਲੁਕਾ ਚ ਵੀ ਫਿੱਟਾ ਬਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਸਬਰ ਦਸਾਇਆ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਬਰ ਦਸਾਨੀ ਕੁੜੇ
Sifar Sifar by Karan Adula, Punjabi-born singer and rapper and songwriter based now in Canada. That was your fourth selection, Jashant, for your Cabin Fever playlist. We've talked about family life and work. I know you're a new father, but what do you like to do for a good time?
I mostly do shopping, like online shopping, or we go to some other city like Prince George, Traris for a off time. And second thing, we like to watch movies.
Okay.
On Netflix at home.
What has recently been something that you've watched?
Recently, I watched movie You.
Okay.
It's a couple movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good romantic
movie.
One to share together.
Yeah.
You also love to travel.
I love to travel a lot.
Okay, what has stood out to you and the places that you've been?
I went to Vegas recently, like 6 months ago.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah.
There's North American culture on steroids for you. Yeah. What did you think of Vegas?
Vegas is really nice, but it's more good for bachelor.
Yeah. You go there to be busy.
Or who want to play casino, bets and all these things.
Okay.
But for us also, it's nice. We went with family.
And what do you aspire to go travel to yet? You've got a new little one, so I'm not sure if that changes travel plans.
So we have plan
okay.
to go, like, we are not going to reveal baby face right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so after 1 year, we want to do baby reveal moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that typical?
No.
We're
going to start that.
You're going to start a new trend.
New trend.
So tell us a little bit more about what that's going to look like.
So like 1 year, my relatives, my friends who live in India, who live in Canada, they are super excited to see baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to send you now. I will send you soon, like in a year. And when we are going to... We are making plan for Mexico or maybe a Europe, like maybe Europe or maybe Mexico, we will see. And then we're going to click a picture, photo shoot, me, my wife and my baby. And then we're going to upload that picture on social media.
Okay. So the plan is, and that'll be what, in about 10 or 11 months then?
Yeah.
Because the baby will be turning one. You'll do a photo shoot with the three of you and that'll be the reveal for
baby
for the baby's face. And again, what is your baby's name?
Austin. Yeah.
So that's going to be a big... day for all kinds of people who are desperately waiting to see what Austin looks like.
Definitely.
Well,
and baby face looks very good, like after a year.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Everybody can get to know, he looks like a Jishant or he looks like a similar Diksha.
Yep. He'll have his own kind of persona and face.
Yeah.
Okay, well we'll see if that 1 year, what are we calling it?
Baby face reveal.
Baby face reveal. Let's see if that becomes a trend and goes viral like so many of the songs that you have.
Yeah, we will make a hashtag.
Yeah. All right. So now tell us about your fifth song. Which one is that?
I want to hear Believer.
Believer?
Yeah.
That's Imagine Dragons. Why that song?
I believe on myself. Some things, like I was discussed with my wife or with my family, that's very hard for you. You can't do this. You will take a lot of time, but I was like, I believe on myself.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Believer, your spirit to a dove. Oh, ooh, your spirit up above. Oh, ooh. I was choking in the crowd, building my rain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings they would drown, but they never did. Ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke open and rained down. It rained down like. Flames, you're the face of the future, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, but they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down like,
I want to stop, we can't.
Imagine Dragons out of Las Vegas. It's from their third studio album, Evolve, which had three chart-topping singles, not only Believer, but also Thunder and Whatever It Takes. And it made them the artist with the most weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot Rock Songs chart. Well, Deshaunt, that was your fifth song. Let's talk a little bit now about what you are passionate about. May we live in a wonderful world, and you've been in different parts of it. You've got lots of perspective. What are some things maybe that you'd like to see change in our world?
I definitely want to help some homeless people here.
That's so heartening to hear. Yeah, you've seen that there's a need in this valley as well.
Yeah. A lot of people need a help to motivate in their life, to want to do something. Like, we are coming from other country to work here. So here is a good work for everybody. If someone stands for them, to motivate them to do work, to make your own house, build your by own. If someone motivated them, like, see, we come from very far from other country to here to do something good because you have a good opportunity here. Why you are not doing this?
That helps me understand probably some of the fire in your entrepreneurial spirit, that it's an opportunity to be of help to others by providing them the same opportunities that's been handed to you.
Yeah.
What are some of the barriers that you think might stand in the way of that being easily done?
Depend. Every person has a different nature, different thing, what they want. Everybody is passionate about some things. Some are passionate about stuff like fabrics, clothing. Some are passionate about houses. If we are helping, if we are all get together and we help them, maybe they will passionate, they will get that thing very easily, but they will get to know how important is that thing for that guy, for that person. So maybe they will keep that thing in a very, like, precious thing. So maybe they can change that. That's my opinion.
Well, I really appreciate how your thought that we need to really recognize the individuality of every person. Everybody is unique.
I will tell you, like, in easy way. In India, there is a lot of NGOs. NGOs.
Non-government organizations,
yes.
Help. Yeah, provide support.
So that's
support.
A private, like me and you. You just make a NGO, one company, ABC. And you have a big friend group, like 10, 20 or 100 people. So you text them, all that guys, like, he need a help. In India, medical is not free. It's a very expensive thing in India for poor class people who don't have a money. And that friends help you, and you are taking that payment from NGO to that guy to help you. Like, you will going to pay that money to doctor. And they're really helpful for that. He paid me this time, but next time I will definitely take care of them. I don't want to eat something bad. I don't want to do next time. Who going to help me? So they will motivate it from that. Who don't have a house, they will give a house, small house for that guys.
So you've seen what a difference, how a difference can be made when people reach out, when they identify a need and respect and honor.
Yeah, we have to reach out for that.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that perspective. That's encouraging. Tell us now about your sixth song.
So I want to hear Winning Speech.
Okay, and that's again by Karan...
By Karan Ajla.
Ajla?
Yeah.
And why that song?
That's a song of your success of your life. Like, motivated of success. How you become here, where you are, now where you are. The difference of that.
Yeah. Another powerful and profound motivational song.
Yes.
Show mercy on it.
ਦੋ ਦੋ ਘੋੜੇ ਮਹਿਗਨਾ ਨੀ ਚਾਰ ਜੀ ਵਹਿਗਨਾ ਨੀ ਉੱਤੇ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਛੇ ਛੇ ਇੰਚ ਚੱਕੀਆਂ ਟਾਈਮ ਲੱਗੂ ਮਿੱਟਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਥੱਲੇ ਸਿੱਟਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਲਾ ਲੈ ਛੱਤੀਆਂ ਮੈਂ ਨੀ ਇੱਕੋ ਨਹਾਰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਦਸ ਵਾਰੀ ਬਾਹਰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੋਂ ਸੌ ਸੌ ਦੀਆਂ ਗੱਥੀਆਂ ਟਾਈਮ ਲੱਗੂ ਮਿੱਟਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਥੱਲੇ ਸਿੱਟਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਲਾ ਲੈ ਛੱਤੀ ਬਣ ਕੱਢ ਤਾਰਿਕਾ ਨੇ ਹੁਣ ਟੁੱਟੇ ਨਾ ਕਰੀਜ ਹੌੜਾ ਰੁੱਖਿਆ ਸਵਾਹ ਦੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਨੀ ਤਮੀਜ ਆ ਲੈ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਸਾਂਭਲਾ ਨੀ ਬੇਬੇ ਵਾਲੀ ਚੁੰਨੀ ਬੈਠਾ ਡਬਲਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਬਾਪੂ ਦੀ ਕਮੀਜ ਵਾਲਾ ਦੂਰ ਨੀਰ ਕਾਨੇ ਹੁਣ ਰਾਂਝਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਖੇੜਾ ਵਾਲਾ ਨੇੜੇ ਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਜਾਵਾਂ ਬਸ ਝਾਕਾ ਹੀ ਬੜਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਵਾਲਾ ਰੁੱਕਾ ਨਾ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਕਿਤੇ ਮਾਰਾ ਇੱਕ ਫੇਰਾ ਨੱਡੀ ਤੋਂ ਬਣ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਇੱਕ ਬਾਰੀ ਗੇੜਾ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਦਬਿਆਂ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਨਾ ਦੇਖ ਲਈ ਦਬਾ ਕੇ ਕਰਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਪਿੰਗਾਂ ਮਿਲਾਨੇ ਆ ਫਗਾਨੇ ਵਾਲੀ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਦਰਜੀ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਚੇਂਜ ਕਰਦੇ ਮੋਹਾਲੀ ਜੁੱਤੀ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਪੈਰ ਸੋ ਮੰਗਾ ਕੇ ਤਿੰਨ ਮਹੀਨੇ ਤਿੰਨ ਚੇਂਜ ਨੇ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਨਿੱਤ ਯੂ ਏ ਤੋਂ ਯੂਕੇ ਨੂੰ ਰੋਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਰੁੱਕ ਜਾ ਦਿਮਾਗ ਸਾਲਾ ਰੁਕਦਾ ਨੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਲਾ ਲਈਏ ਸਮਾਧੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਲੋਕੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੇਣ ਮੱਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਕੁਝ ਦੇ ਗਈਆਂ ਨੀ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਵੱਟਾਂ ਖੁੱਲਗੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਯਾਰ ਮਾਰ ਕੈਮਰਾ ਫਲੈਸ਼ ਹੁਣ ਖਿੱਚਦੇ ਨੇ ਫੋਟੋ ਕਦੇ ਖਿੱਚਦੇ ਸੀ ਲੱਤਾਂ ਇਹਦੀ ਅੱਖ ਨਾ ਲੱਗੇ ਵੀ ਜੱਦੀ ਮਰੀ ਤੇਰੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਨੇ ਬਣਾ ਗਏ ਨੀ ਹਾਲਾਤ ਸਾਡੇ ਪੁੱਠੇ ਤੂੰ ਤਾਂ ਹੁਣੇ ਤੰਗ ਆ ਗਈ ਬੀਬਾ ਨੀਂਦ ਰਾਏ ਉੜਾ ਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਈ ਸਾਲ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਨੀ ਉਹ ਚੰਗੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੁੱਤੇ ਨਾਰਾ ਠਾਰ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਬਹਿਰੀ ਰੱਖਾਂ ਸਾੜ ਕੇ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਪੀਂਦੇ ਮੋਟਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਾਂ ਪੱਟੂ ਕਾੜ ਕੇ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਫੁੱਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਮਰੇ ਨੇ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਐਮ ਲਾਤਾ ਹਲੇ ਨਵੀਆਂ ਫਰਾਰੀ ਜੁੱਤੀ ਝਾੜ ਕੇ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਦਿਲ ਤੋੜਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ੇ ਸਾਕ ਮੋੜਤੇ ਕਤਾਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ 18 ਹੋਰ ਪੱਕੀਆਂ ਦੂਰੋਂ ਮੱਥਾ ਟੇਕਦੀਆਂ ਮੁੜ ਮੁੜ ਦੇਖਦੀਆਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਤੱਕੀਆਂ ਇਹਨੇ ਇੱਕੋ ਨਹਾਰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਦਸ ਵਾਰੀ ਬਾਹਰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੋਂ ਸੌ ਸੌ ਦੀਆਂ ਗੱਥੀਆਂ ਟਾਈਮ ਲੱਗੂ ਮਿੱਟਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਥੱਲੇ ਸਿੱਟਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਲਾ ਲੈ ਛੱਤੀਆਂ ਓ ਕੁੜੀ ਜੱਟ ਦੀ ਫਰੈਗਰੈਂਸ ਦੂਰ ਤੋਂ ਪਛਾਣੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਸ਼ਕੀ ਚ ਨਵੇਂ ਨੀ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਪੁਰਾਣੇ ਗੜ ਸੁੱਕਦਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਤੂੰ ਜਦੋਂ ਸੁਪਨੇ ਚ ਆਵੇਂ ਨੱਟੀ ਉਦੋਂ ਦੀ ਸੌਂਦੀ ਆ ਪਾਣੀ ਰੱਖ ਕੇ ਸਰਾਣੇ ਮੈਂ ਕਹ ਚੱਲ ਦੇ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਸਿੱਕੇ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਖੋਟੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਬਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਚੀਨੇ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਕੋਠੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਸੋਹਣੀਏ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਕਰਾਂ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਛਾਵਾਂ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਛਾਵਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਿੰਡਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਰੋਟੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਸੌ ਤੋਂ ਪਾਰ ਪਾਰਾ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਢਿੱਲੀ ਕੁਝ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੀ ਤਾਰ ਦਾ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਗੰਨ ਪਾਊਡਰ ਸੁਆ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਤੋਂ ਡਰਨਾ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਦੇਖ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਚੱਲਦੀ ਬਰੇਟਾ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਸੁਰਮਾ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਕਾਫੀ ਕਰ ਲਈ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਾਫੀ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਡਾਲੀ ਥੋੜੇ ਹੰਬਲਾਂ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਲੈਂਬੋ ਨੀਵੀਂ ਕਰਵਾਲੀ ਨਵੇਂ ਸ਼ੋਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਗੱਡੀ ਚੱਲਦੀ ਨੀ ਸਿੱਧੀ ਲਾਦਾ ਮੀਚ ਕੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਹਿ ਕੇ ਗੰਨੇ ਦੀ ਟਰਾਲੀ ਲੱਗੇ ਗੱਭਰੂ ਦੀ ਤੋੜ ਕੁੜੀ ਟੁੱਟੀ ਪਈ ਨੂੰ ਆਵੇ ਇਹ ਜਨਾਰ ਦੀ ਫਸਲ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਫੁੱਟੀ ਪਈ ਨੂੰ ਆਵੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਯਾਦ ਦੀ ਮਾਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹਿਚਕੀ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਸੱਚੀ ਬਾਰਸ ਦੇ ਗਾਣੇ ਵਾਂਗੂ ਸੁੱਤੀ ਪਈ ਨੂੰ ਆਵੇ ਬੇਚੈਨ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਇੱਕ ਕੁੜੀ ਫੈਨ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਔਜਲੇ ਦੇ ਕੰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੱਤੀਆਂ ਕਰੀ ਦੀ ਨੀ ਘੇਰ ਕੁੜੇ ਗੌਲ ਦੀ ਨੀ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਕੁੜੇ ਪਿੰਡਾਂ ਹੁਣ ਬਾਰਾਂ ਬਾਰੀ ਇਕੱਠੀਆਂ ਮੈਂ ਨੀ ਇੱਕੋ ਨਹਾਰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਦਸ ਵਾਰੀ ਬਾਹਰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੋਂ ਸੌ ਸੌ ਦੀਆਂ ਗੱਥੀਆਂ ਟਾਈਮ ਲੱਗੂ ਮਿੱਟਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਥੱਲੇ ਸਿੱਟਣੇ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਲਾ ਲੈ ਛੱਤੀਆਂ
Winning Speech by Karan Ajla, again, Canadian-based Punjabi-born singer. He released over 52 singles as a lead artist, 34 as a songwriter, and he's been featured on 54 songs as a guest artist. 11 of his singles as a lead artist have been featured on the global YouTube music chart. 19 have been featured on the UK Asian music chart. This guy sure knows how to get his music out there. Thank you, Jashant, for your sixth song. Well, what would you miss the most if you moved out of our valley here?
I definitely miss community.
The community?
The community here.
Yeah, what in particular about the community?
As I say, people are very nice here, helping. In a big cities, we never get that thing. Everyone is busy in their own life, own things, but here they have a time to talk with you, to tell you their problems, their things, what they want to change. So that's a good thing here. And especially the mountains, the main thing here, a good view.
Between the community and the natural beauty, it would natural be hard beauty. To leave the mountains here. That's encouraging that after such a short time here, already you feel such a strong attachment to the valley.
Yeah.
Well, we can situate this isolated cabin that you're going to spend a season in listening to your playlist. We're going to situate it where so that you can view your favorite mountain. So what view do you want to have of which mountain here in our valley?
I like Hudson Bay Mountain, definitely.
Yeah, the centering Hudson Bay Mountain.
Yeah.
That's the one that we'll make sure you're going to be looking at.
Yeah.
And we've got some room on this device. You can take a download with you. What it'll be? Will it be a show, a movie, or a book?
I will download a movie.
Okay, which one?
I really inspired from that movie, Shrikant. That's a Bollywood movie.
A Bollywood?
Yeah. Bollywood. That's a true-based movie.
Okay.
A guy, he's a blind. His story starts from his high schools. So he want to go to college, but mostly university people or college teachers, professional, they don't want to give him admission because he's blind.
Uh-huh.
And he take maximum marks. He's on first. Still, he didn't get any opportunity to go up. He did a lot of things. He did a case on university professors, and then he passed the case.
Wow.
He bought a mill.
Oh.
Just a junk mill.
Okay.
Yeah. He started machinery work, and then he started making their own plates, thermocol plates. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
So thermocol, disposable plates kind of.
I see.
He started his own manufacturing. And now he's a billionaire
wow.
in India.
And this is a true story, this
true
movie?
True story, and he's blind.
Very inspiring.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make sure. And the name of that movie again?
Shrikant.
Shrikant.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that goes on your device.
Yeah.
This brings us to your seventh and your final song for your playlist. Which one is that going to be?
That's Big Dogs.
Why, that's on?
Big Dogs. It's on latest playlist for everyone, like on Instagram, social media, Reels.
A new song?
New song, good music.
Big Dogs.
Wait a minute, get it how you live it. 10 toes in when we standing on business. I'm a big stepper, underground methods. Top notch, get the most, not the lizard. Straight terror, product of your errors. Pushing culture, baby, got that product you can measure. Trendsetter, the one who get a winner. Swerving while I'm bumping Project Petter. Yeah, rolling through the city with the big dogs. The laws, lawyer with me, we ain't got a cow. Zelly on silent, put the panic in the pillar line. That's how you make the money pop for everyone involved. And if you don't deserve a cut, then we gon' cut them off. My barber got me looking proper every single time. Fresh fade, getting fitted on that top grade. No, you ain't walking out alive, then what we on? And you know I got it boy, for the ones who gone. R.I.P.'s in your memory, we carry on. When I die, they will not bury me, not what I want. Burn my body, pour my ashes in the river, y'all. That's how we know, ain't that the flow about to carry on. See, immortality's a fallacy, I've proven wrong. This other family gon' carry me the way beyond. Anything you've ever known, anything you've done. They ask me how you get like this, how you live like this. Why you worry about get up on my get up out of it. What you think this is? We ain't worried about it. Why she scared the whip? They ask me how you get like this, how you live like this. Why you worry about it? Get up on my get up out of it. What you think this is? We ain't worried about you. Watch me skirt the whip, yeah, yeah, swerving. Moving to the money like it's urgent. Hands on God, so I'm in it like a surgeon. The skin color like the bourbon. Worldwide sign, and we face closed curtains. I hear you, nothing ever certain. Only thing that's promises, that promises are broken. Yeah, so we finding ways to cope then. Only thing I'm breaking is her back with emotions. Ooh. Yeah, baby girl, bring out the goodies. Stuffed it inside the hoodie, now we turning out your buggy. Yeah. In school, I used to fight the bullies. Now I'm fighting with the law. I guess some things don't leave me fully. They try and push me, then they try and pull me. Bet I would not budge. If you doubt it, then just call my bookie. And my bookie taking bets. Profits as a profit when you know what's coming next. Like, ooh.
Yeah, baby, go bring out the goodies. Stuck it in inside the hoodie. Now we turning out your buggy. I used to fight the bullies, now I'm fighting with the law. I guess some things don't leave me fully. They try and push me, then they try and pull me. Bet I would not budge. If you doubt it, then just call my bookie. And my bookie taking bets. Profits as a profit when you know what's coming next. Like, money on my mind, we gon' run it up. See what you gon' find, baby, push your luck. Money on my mind, we gon' run it up.
Big Dogs by Hennemankind, released on July 9 of just this past year, but it has quickly gained international acclaim, amassed over 400 million streams on Spotify. It's gone viral on TikTok with 150 million views, and it's peaked within the top 10 in countries including Australia, Austria, Canada, Singapore, Switzerland, and Brazil. Dishant, that was your final song on your playlist. So many of your songs so popular around the world. You give us such a broad perspective, given where you're from and having settled in here. We're glad that you've been with us on the show, but before I send you away, you get to pick a luxury item to have with you in your isolated cabin. What do I make sure is going to be there with you?
I would definitely bring my hard drive.
Your hard drive? Yeah. Okay. What's on there that you need to have with you or that will
I
be
luxurious?
I have
a lot of memories in that hard drive. Like when I was 12 years old, 12, 13, I have a lot of memory of my brother, big brother, and my mostly family. My wife, we met 5 years ago, and we have our memories like where we go, and like my Austin, my kids' picture.
Sure.
Everything, like my business videos and pictures, my suits, what I design, everything is in hard drive. So that's some memories.
Okay, we're going to send you to your cabin with the hard drive so that you have all those memories, those pictures, those photos along with you.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure, Dishant, to have you with us here on Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist.
Same here. Nice to meet you again.
Awesome. Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at CICK Radio. The theme song is Summer Side of Life by legendary Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Thanks, listeners, for being with us, and don't forget to enjoy the beautiful scenery and amazing people you see all around you here in the Bulkley Valley. Hi, Ken with some extra time here at the end of this edition of Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. I received a little bit of feedback about the podcast radio show, and it came on Facebook, and it has to do with the land acknowledgement that we do here at CICK Radio. So let me just share that feedback. Jana writes, I think the idea of using music to evince the answers to questions why is an intriguing one. However, your calling it the home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation immediately isolates the rest of us who live here on their own homeland, not claiming the entire territory is theirs, but more than willing to have their own piece of paradise within a vast area shared by all. This is the Bulkley Valley, enjoyed by all who enter the boundaries. If this is an Indigenous airing, then the scope of interest in your broadcast changes. If, symbolically, people wish to refer to this region as Wet'suwet'en, welcome to that. Reality is that we live in the Bulkley Valley, shaped, driven, and shared by the ideals of all that have made it what it is today. Well, thank you for your feedback, Jana, and as I wrote back to you on Facebook, the land acknowledgement that we use here at CICK Radio, it's not meant to be exclusive in the sense that if the station said home of the Smithers Steelhead hockey team, it would not be intended to say that it's not home to other athletic clubs that are Smithers-based, but rather, the acknowledgement seeks to honor the people group that first inhabited the area and with whom others now share the land, even as we await final treaty. Now, final treaty is mandated by the law of the land. That goes all the way back to the Royal Proclamation of 1763. I know these things get awfully complicated, but I do trust that by having a treaty one day in this part of Turtle Island, as it's called, this country of Canada, that we'll get the legal recognition and equitable status to all the inhabitants of the area. In that spirit, I'd like to share one more song as a bonus to this episode. And it's by a fellow named Jonathan Miracle. He's the founder and singer-songwriter of Broken Walls, an Indigenous band based in Tyendinaga, Mohawk Territory, in Ontario. Now, Jonathan, his band is made up of three others, a fellow named Chris DeLorenzi from Thunder Bay and Bill Pagaram of Palmer, Alaska. And what's nice is that they come from different parts of this continent. And yet their songs, as they share them, they share the cultural roots of the First Nations people here of North America. They've released 8 albums total. Jonathan released a Christmas flute album called Christmas on Turtle Island. It won an instrumental album and flute album of the year with the People's Choice Music Awards. Many of their albums and work is available on Limestream and can be found on YouTube. So here is one of their signature songs called Broken Walls, and we'll conclude today's episode with this.
Come together, I'm pouring out a fresh love. See those around you through different eyes. I'm pouring out my love over all of you, my people. By the heart of the Father, you will know unity. Broken walls that are smashed by love. Broken walls that'll never stand. They're coming down by hands of love, by the love of God in the hearts of men. Let his arms wrap around you and true repentance fill your heart. Recognize the deeds of the days that have gone by, and you will know forgiveness from the people of this land. Broken walls that are smashed by love. Broken walls that'll never stand. They're coming down by hands of love, by the love of God in the hearts of men.